I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. She still has that newlywed glow, and he thruples up daily with newlyweds Mika and Joe. It's Watch What Happens Live with Priyanka Chopra Jonas and Willie Geist now. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, in the Bravo Clubhouse on National Fragrance Day with two people I could just sniff all night if that wasn't considered kind of weird. You know my first guest from Quantico, Baywatch, and from Marrying Your Imaginary Boyfriend. Her upcoming special, If I Could Tell You Just One Thing, debuts Wednesday on her YouTube channel. Please welcome back Priyanka Chopra Jonas. Great to see you. I love your hair. And between Morning Joe and Today with Willie Geist, you can watch my next guest 6 days a week. But guess what? The people want more. It's our pal, Willie Geist. Hey, Willie. Great to see you.
How are you?
Willie, how are you?
Good.
You look great. You two know each other. You've been on Sunday Today, right?
I have. We had a great time. Willie hung out at my apartment for like some 5 hours.
Wow.
Priyanka was shooting Quantico, and she had a long shoot day, and we were set up in her apartment. We were there for like 2 hours.
Before anyone else was there.
Did you go through the pills in the bathroom?
No, I stole some silverware, but I would never do that.
Okay, very good. Over at the bar.
He was not intrusive at all.
Okay, good. That you know. Oh, you probably have cameras, too. Over at the bar, they just walked the catwalk on tonight's Project Runway, and since one of them wore the winning design, I am awarding them both free cocktails. Please welcome models Aviana and Lexi. Great to see you. That was a great show tonight. I want to get started on tonight's Project Runway. Sebastian wowed the judges with his body modification-inspired look. Priyanka, I want to know if you would rock it. Watch this.
I think my outfit is totally different.
It is really such a phenomenal take on the challenge.
How beautiful is this?
The bag. Sebastian made this and this.
Sebastian won.
Sebastian won.
Yay! I do.
Yeah.
Super detailed, very talented.
Yes. You have great style always. And I love your Bridget Bardot hair.
I love that that's the first thing you noticed.
Yeah, I did.
Why didn't you ask me what I felt about that?
I mean, no? Would you rock that, Willie?
I think you'd be really cute in it.
You think so?
Yes. I
do.
No. Okay. I think Willie would look really great in that.
You know, Priyanka knows that every time she comes, I try to pry and pry and pry. And when she was here in 2017, I worked her so hard about her then friend, Nick Jonas. I just went, and she did so good at shutting me down. I have
but
to
it was
show you this.
Then.
I know. Well, let's see.
I didn't know.
Priyanka, you were with Nick Jonas at the Met Ball. He was your date because you were both wearing Ralph Lauren and you decided to go together, right?
Right.
Was there any flirtatious vibes between the two of you?
We don't have time yet. Maybe the next time we meet.
Any possibility of you dating Nick Jonas in the future?
Listen, these questions on the show.
I know. See, I wanted it to happen. I wanted it to happen.
You did want it to happen.
I did.
You willed it.
I did
will it. You were the first one that got me really uncomfortable about it because usually I get away with it. I'm like,
but the funny thing is, she was on with Sebastian Stan last time she was on, and I was trying to set you two up too, and there was articles about your chemistry.
I know, and everybody talked about that, and I was like, oh my God, because by then I think.
You were with Nick.
Yeah, I was dating Nick.
Oh, fascinating.
Andy has amazing intuition. He knows. He knows everything.
Yeah. Clearly, I knew nothing. Your questions for Brianka and Willie are coming in, but before we get to those, here's what three things I'm obsessed with tonight. But by the way, first of all, thank you both for your sweet baby gifts. You both sent me baby gifts. Back in December, Brianka had the wedding of the year. There I said it. Harry and Meghan, come at me. Brianka, since it's all we're still talking about, it's time for you to spill the wedding tea. I just have questions. Who cried the most during the vow exchanges?
Nick.
Nick, which he Joe really bro did. Got you the better gift, Joe or Kevin?
Well, the good thing is Kevin got us like hundreds of bottles of wine and Joe got us an amazing fridge which looks like a car to put it all in.
Oh, that's great.
So it kind of worked out.
That? Bros work together.
Always, especially these Joe bros.
Yeah, right. Which guests got the drunkest?
Everyone.
Really? Oh, that's.
We had an after party every night, which ended by at 5 a.m. every night.
Were there any bridesmaid and groomsmen hookups?
We were hoping for one. It didn't work out.
Did you actually have a budget, or was it just kind of a concept?
No, we had a month and a half to prep this wedding.
You did.
So we had a budget, but we kind of went over.
How would you describe Nick's reaction to seeing you in your custom Ralph Lauren wedding dress for the first time?
He cried. I cried. It was just like, it happened so fast that, you know, just seeing him. And I had a freak out moment right before I walked out of the aisle. Like, I was about 40 minutes late because I was just like, 75-foot train. Do I even know what I'm doing? Like a full freak out moment. But then that door opened and I saw his face and.
I love it when hot guys cry.
Yeah, I'm gonna...
Thank you very much, Brianka Chopra. Here's what, since Brianka's been a wife for a few months and I never miss an opportunity to meddle in Willie's long, happy marriage, let's find out their marriage. I do's and I don'ts. Okay, do you believe in sexting or FaceTime sex during long stints apart
for
both
sure.
of you? For sure?
I don't.
Okay.
I don't want it in the cloud.
If your significant other hated your outfit for a red carpet event, would you change the outfit?
Yeah, if he got me an option.
I would, yes.
I didn't have
Brianka, do you help Nick manscape?
No. I did once. Just his fade back here.
Okay.
Oh.
Willie, has your wife ever assisted your grooming?
No, I don't believe she has.
I don't know if I could do the manscaping thing.
Brianka, if Nick told you it would mean a lot to him if you dropped your maiden name and went only by Jonas, would you do it?
He probably never asked me because he knows I wouldn't.
Willie, is it an outdated custom, Willie?
Is what?
The maiden name and dropping in and keeping
I sort of like it. I'm a traditionalist. Yeah.
Brianka, what would you do if Nick asked for your social media passwords?
I could give it to him. There's nothing I have to add.
Willie, would you care if your wife wanted to peruse your phone?
Peruse my phone? She could peruse my phone. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Very good. Second, Willie Geist is famously considered the darling of the NBC News family and beloved by all. Well, Megyn Kelly's gone, so. Except for one very disgruntled anchor, and no, I'm not talking about Kathy Lee before her 10 a.m. wine buzz kicks in. Here's what, let's bring him out to confront Willie Geist himself, celebrating the third anniversary of Sunday Today. Oh, shady anchor man.
Breaking news, it's about to get shady.
Yes, it is. What's your first question for Willie, Shady Anchorman?
Rank these silver foxes from most to least attractive. Anderson Cooper, Wolf Blitzer, Dan Rather.
AC, I think, is the perennial number one. I'm going to go Dan number two because I've known him for a long time. And Wolf, with all due respect, number three. I love the beard, though.
Yes.
I think he's got the full silver
situation.
Fox. He's maybe like a literal silver fox. Yeah.
Okay, what's your next question, Shady Anchorman?
Be honest. So have you ever walked in on any behind-the-scenes PDA between Mika and Joe?
No.
Come on, give us the dish.
First of all, when we walk in, it's 5 o'clock in the morning.
Well, that's some people.
And people are just staggering in the door.
My friend Mitchie only does it in the morning.
Is that right? At 5 a.m. though?
Yes.
Really?
Okay, Shady Anchorman, last question.
When you were a producer for Tucker Carlson, what was the worst behavior you witnessed from him?
Any tantrums there or?
No, not remotely. Tucker was the guy who put me on television. I would not be on TV if it weren't for Tucker. He fought for New Beyond.
All right, thanks, Shady Anchorman.
Signing out, bitches.
Does anybody else think that Shady Anchorman kind of looked like Willie?
He did, yeah, we did.
You have a nice graphics budget.
Yes, we do.
That's a new thing.
Yes, we do. Nice. Finally, since Willie was named Father of the Year 2018, and I myself am a new dad, I thought we would bring back a game that is simply fun for the whole family to play together. Here's what, we will play Dilfy or not Dilfy.
Yeah.
Each of us take a gavel
and
take a thing to pound it on. Look at pictures of celebrity dads. If
take
we think that daddy is banging, we will bang our gavels. Let's go. Okay, first daddy is John Legend.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Okay, he's Dilfy. Okay, what about Ricky Martin?
He's banging.
Dilfy. What about Donald Trump Jr.?
I would. Not
yes,
me.
No.
Not
okay.
my type.
All right. What about Travis Scott? Is he old enough to be? Oh, he is a dad. Yeah, okay.
I would.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Oh, Willie would do it. Okay, what about Jeff Goldblum?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
No.
What about Gary Busey? What about Morris Chestnut?
Yeah. Boys in the Hood.
What about Billy Joel?
Current,
yeah. Okay,
they
what about Charlie Sheen?
There's a lot there. That's a lot.
What about De Niro? Yeah, okay.
Boat show.
Okay, last up, Jimmy Fallon. Thank you for playing. Let's go to the phones. It's Lily from Michigan. Hey, Lily, what's your question?
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, my question's for Priyanka. Can you tell us anything about your upcoming Wild Wild Country movie where you'll be playing Sheila? Have you gotten the chance to meet her yet?
Oh, no, not yet. But
you are playing what? Sheila.
I'm obsessed.
Me too.
Yeah, I'm developing it.
That's great.
I mean, look,
I'm so excited.
Far away.
You will play her?
I want to play her.
That's,
I'm developing
her,
it with Barry Levinson.
And you will say the iconic line, tough titties.
All of them.
Yes.
There's so much that's so exciting about her. But thank you, Lily. Yes,
that's
great. It's far away right now, but hopefully it'll happen.
I'm genuinely excited about that. I love that story.
Willie, we have a call for you from Suzanne from New York. Hey, Suzanne, what's your question?
Hi, Suzanne.
Hi, my question is for you, Willie. Have you had any contact with Megyn Kelly since her departure from the Today Show?
I don't think I have. I mean, I wasn't super close with her. I knew her professionally, but not to the point where we would have been texting a ton back and forth. But I got a ton of respect for her. I think she's a really good journalist. She's really good at what she does. And I'm sure whatever her next thing is, she'll be huge and successful.
Bailey G texted, Priyanka, out of the three women you interviewed for the new show, who was the most intimidating? DVF, Awkwafina, Simone Biles. I mean, DVF, she's a good friend of mine, but she's fairly intimidating.
I mean, again, maybe because I know DVF and
she
wasn't as intimidating to me, but Simone, just her achievements and what she stands for. And she's a little packet of crazy energy. And then to think about that girl doing what she did, she won f- 4 Olympic golds and 1 bronze in Rio.
It's crazy.
And she still thought that it wasn't good enough. She still thought that, why did I win a bronze and not a gold? So, you know, just that was intimidating to me, to speak to an athlete who was the best in the world.
Let's go to Michael from Philly. Hey, Michael, what's your question?
Hey, Andy. My question's for Priyanka. Are the rumors true that you were upset that Meghan Markle skipped your wedding to Nick Jonas?
They said you didn't go to her baby shower because you were pissed at her.
Oh, my God. No, it's not true.
Yes. Okay.
and that's
all. From Sacramento, what's your question for Willie?
Hi, Willie.
Hi, how are you?
Good. The Dame Two Dish would like to know if you knew about Mika and Joe's super intimate wedding beforehand. And what did you get them as a wedding gift?
Did you know about the wedding before it happened?
I did not know about the wedding beforehand. It was super duper duper secret.
You knew there were a couple forever, right?
Yeah, but they were, we knew that. Yes. Yeah, so they were together for a while, but I did not know about the wedding.
Did
they
you
got
get them
married,
a present?
Yeah, they got married at the National Archives.
Okay.
Joe's a big guitar player, so I got them a framed patent of the first Gibson guitar that resides at the National Archives.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, it's pretty cool. But no, I didn't know about it beforehand, believe
you know
it or
what?
Not.
The man gets a thoughtful gift.
Yeah,
I love it.
Important. Yeah.
That's great.
She's going to get married again so that I can have
I know. I know. Invite me to the wedding. You won't believe it.
Priyanka, Sandy E. wants to know, did you get good gifts, by the way? No?
I mean, some of them were great. Some of them were just like so basic because we didn't have time to do a registry.
Did you register? Right. But registries are basic.
I know that is true. I mean, I don't know if mine would have been.
Did you register for like the rest, like Bed Bath & Beyond?
No, because we didn't have time. We just had a month and a half. By the time we planned the wedding, it was done.
Right.
And then nobody thought about that. But we got some really good gifts, some really strange ones, too.
Right. What's the strangest thing you got?
Like cushion covers, like weird cushion covers. Why is cushion covers? Strange things.
That is odd.
Chessboard, like weird things.
Kevin Jonas, why'd you get her cushion covers? Let's go to Sage from Texas. Sage, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. Thank you for bringing us all those housewives. I love you for that.
My pleasure.
Priyanka, now that Quantico is over, were there ever any moments when you think the show jumped the shark? And what was your honest opinion of the series finale?
Wow. Hi. Good question.
Any jump the shark, did you ever feel?
Look, I felt where the show started from. It was something that I was super proud of. I love my character. And, you know, every show has its own destiny and its own movements. And that is why people took their own decisions, that the show was not going to go beyond three seasons. And when it comes to the finale, I really liked the end of the show. I was hoping that Alex has a new beginning when season 4 happens, but you know what? It followed its own course. That answered the question.
Yeah, I mean, it was very spiritual.
Very diplomatic.
I am from India. Yeah.
Yes, yeah. I know. Yeah. Pat T wants to know, Willie, I'm such a fan of your dad. What has been his greatest lesson to you? I'm such a fan of your dad, too, Bill.
My dad, who just retired, but has a book coming out in May, so he's back at it, so we'll be seeing for my dad again.
Great.
It's called Lake of the Ozark. He was not a big sit you down and tell you what to do, but he was a lead by example guy. I think humility was the biggest thing. He worked in newspapers and TV and was always the same guy to everyone he ever met.
Yep.
And just hard work. And again, just by example, never sat down and taught me that, but I watched how he lived his life. I watched how he worked. And I knew that that was the way to be successful, number one, and happy, number two.
Oh, my gosh. Funny. We were just having a laugh. We were talking about how diplomatic Priyanka was in answering that jump the shark question.
She is
and
good.
She said it was her. I said it was kind of a load of BS, but it actually was great what you said. And you said you had a lot of training because you did do, you were like Miss World, weren't you?
Yes.
So, I mean.
It's a pageant training.
Yes. Pageantry. I mean, you've answered ridiculous questions on a world stage.
With grace.
With grace.
And it
and
felt
dignity.
Profound.
It
I wasn't
did
quite
feel
sure
profound.
What you said, but it felt deep.
I agree. Yeah. Yes. I went along.
Yeah. I'm so glad.
Yes, I really went
along. Give her the tiara again.
Yes. I never stopped wearing it. What are you talking about?
Never stopped wearing
it's
it.
It's under my pillow.
Let's go to Patrick from Warren, Texas. Oh, I had a little hiccup. Hey, Patrick, what's your question?
My question's for Willie. What has been your reaction to the slew of Democratic candidates announcing their run for president? And who do you foresee cutting through the clutter?
Yeah, I mean, there's like 20 at this point.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Yeah, Biden's going to get in any minute now. They're going to be up to 16, 17, or 18.
Unbelievable.
And it feels crazy and unwieldy, but remember, the Republicans had 16 or 17 last time, too. So we just did this in 2016.
Oh, I just feel like, call me in a year and a half.
Well, no, you got to hang in every morning on Morning
yes,
Joe and
of
ride
course.
The wave with
yes,
it.
Yes, I will.
I think Biden will be the early favorite when he gets in.
Right.
But the thing that Donald Trump taught us is you have no idea. In a
yes.
big field, anybody can break through because certain people cancel each other out.
Yeah.
And they split votes in that category, like if a Bernie and an Elizabeth Warren cancel each other out in some way.
So right.
You may see somebody, Kamala Harris or Beto O'Rourke or one of these people, emerge over time. But the sad fact is you just got to wait and see. We have
yes.
no idea as we sit here today.
All right. It's time for my Mazel of the Day. It goes to the viral Instagram account called 420 Old Fat Lesbians, where two stoner ladies named Sue and Lee post videos of themselves doing weird stoner things like creating a bong out of a bottle of syrup and smoking weed out of a snowball ice pipe. I love them. I want to be Sue and Lee when I grow up, or if it's legal where they are, can I at least come over for some pancakes and syrup? Tonight's Shackle goes to a health news story that highlights all the many ways in which your penis can shrink. While you're exercising, it shrinks. If you're gaining weight, smoking, or simply aging, it also shrinks. So basically, whatever you do, you're screwed. And actually, if you do get screwed, it will most likely be by a very tiny penis. I want to thank Priyanka, Willie, Aviana, and Lexi. Hey, everybody. We are back with Priyanka Chopra Jonas. Her YouTube original special, If I Could Tell You Just One Thing, exclusively on Priyanka's YouTube channel. You can find it March 27th. Willie's show, Today with Willie. Guys, Sundays on NBC is celebrating its third anniversary soon.
Yeah, in a couple of weeks.
In a couple of weeks.
Wow.
And you can catch him on Morning Joe. He's a co-host. Every morning behind the bar, it's Aviana and Lexi from Project Runway. Lexi was wearing Sebastian's winning look. Let's go back to the phones. Andrew from Chicago. Hey, Andrew, what's your question?
Hi, my question is for Priyanka Chopra Jonas.
Okay.
The entire name.
Hi. Since you were in Isn't It Romantic with Liam Hemsworth and Miley and Nick are still friends, what do you think the chances are of doing a double date in the future? Also, what is your relationship with Miley?
We actually talked about that.
About a double date?
Yeah, doing a double date at some point. It was fun. I've met Miley just a couple of times, but she's amazing. She's showed so much support to Liam and the movie while we were doing promo, and Liam was unwell. And she's, and like, I'm a fan because I think her music is amazing, and you can't deny that. And I hope that'll happen. I think that's I love Liam. He's a great guy. So I'm sure it'll be a fun, you know, group to go out with.
I like that movie. I interviewed Liam for your movie. It was very good.
Yeah. He's great. You're probably
the
very few people who got to interview him because he wasn't around.
Yeah, no.
He was really unwell.
Yeah. But he was, did he go to the hospital and everything?
Yeah, he was in the hospital.
Yeah. Kidney stones, I think.
I think so.
Yeah, something like that.
I'm not
wow.
Sure.
Yeah.
I heard that's like putting a rock through a straw.
The straw is
and
you.
And the straw is your penis.
I don't think it's that.
Oh, it's not?
No, it's,
See, that's how I took
see,
it.
See, I don't know.
I don't know.
Why he was in the hospital, Liam.
Right.
You see, I don't know.
Yes.
You're talking about it. I just want to clarify that.
Willie, Gary M. wants to know, what's been the most annoying story to report on this year?
The most annoying story? I think every time the president tweets.
I was going to say.
Talking about that. Which we do a lot less of,
right.
I'll say that.
But you know what's
exhausting.
Incredible? Isn't it amazing? He actually could be so much more successful if he was never on Twitter. I would think.
But I
think
he thinks the reason he's successful is because he's on Twitter.
Because
he takes it right to the people. He doesn't go through the media. There's no filter. He says what he
believes. There's definitely no filter.
And the people who support him cheer.
Don't you think his approval rating would be much higher if he never tweeted? No.
No, because he might just say the things he tweets.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Oh, which would be worse?
Priyanka, Sandy E. wants to know, on a scale of 1 to 10, how lit did Beyonce and Hillary Clinton get at Isha Ambani's wedding?
Oh, they were super lit.
Were they?
Yeah.
Were they throwing down?
No, I mean, Hillary definitely danced and the whole thing. And Beyonce was there to perform. But we had a great time watching her do it. She had like 3 outfit changes and like, it was amazing. Hashtag goals.
Yeah, honestly. Willie, how much longer will you do both Morning Joe and Sunday Today? I mean,
as long as I can.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you don't want to be off Morning Joe right now. The world is every morning you wake up, there's something else.
Right.
And I love Sunday Today. I absolutely love interviewing people like Priyanka, you know?
We had a great time, actually. We had fun. It was so fun.
Are you surprised by Fox and Friends kind of becoming state-run television?
No, I'm not surprised because it's the network the president watches.
Yes.
And a lot of times we'll be, he does watch Morning Joe, though.
Yes.
He protests a little too much and says he doesn't watch, but there have been many times where we'll be talking about something, and within 4 minutes, there's a tweet from the president about what we were talking about. But he watches Fox, and that's his source of information. He retweets what they say. And so they, I mean, like them or not, they're setting the agenda for the country.
Unbelievable. I want to thank Priyanka and Willie and our friends from Project Runway. For more, click around BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
I feel like I was blindsided.
Because it's a competition show.
From the producers of Jury Duty and The Bachelor.
We have scoured the earth for the 14 greatest reality contestants that were available during our production window.
Comes a reality competition show about reality competition shows.
Nobody has dared to find out who is the actual best at just being on a reality show. I'm your host, comedian Daniel Tosh.
Is win or go home.
Each episode, our contestants will face new challenges that will test their strength and lack of life skills for a chance to win $200
million.
$200,000.
Prepare, because it's about to be ugly, crying, lots of fighting.
Tayshia, I have to defend myself.
Celebrating 25 years of reality TV with your favorites.
I have diarrhea. You cannot do this to me.
What in gay hell have I got myself into?
The GOAT, premiering on Freevee and Prime Video on May 9th.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.